We're going to turn now to Braden Bills. Braden, thanks for coming on. You're sitting in for one of your professors, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, and tell me about you, Braden. You're a doctoral student, correct?
Yep. I'm on the doctoral student on the can see the light at the end of the tunnel type of phase, you know.
Okay.
So
almost done.
Fingers crossed. So hopefully in a year I'll be done with that.
Okay, and so we're talking electrical engineering and thin film technologies.
Right.
All right, so describe thin film technologies for me.
All right, so it's, you know, the name is pretty self-explanatory, thin films. We focus more on the solar and display applications. So if we, you know, look at your typical smartphone,
mm-hmm.
It's got many types of thin films. It has a thin silicon film as a transistor to turn each pixel on and off. It's got, you know, LEDs made up many different types of films. They're your touch screen. And then for solar, we're working on thin film silicon solar. And so the thin film silicon is what, you know, absorbs the light and creates mm-hmm. the electron holes to, you know, creates electricity.
And this is to be able to take small and to be out, right? Out, and you can charge your devices and that kind of thing, and just using solar power, correct?
Right, yeah. And so that's kind of the conventional thin film. We're also working on creating thin films out of nanoparticles and nanomaterials too, using, you know, different methods. So we're kind of tackling kind of all phases of thin films. We have the conventional kind of high vacuum base, what they call it. So we have some expensive equipment downstairs mm-hmm. in the lab. Kind of looks like from outer space or something. Just a lot of metal and tanks and
can this be used to power what as you progress? What is your wildest dream?
Mm-hmm. So one of the things we're working on is creating nanoparticle based films. We were able to deposit here, and then based on our positive results, we started a kind of spin-off startup company, Applied Nanofilms, here in Brookings as well. And so for that project, we're depositing titanium dioxide, which is found in, you know, paints and sunscreens and stuff. So it's a common, cheap material. And the way we deposit it, we can get thin films, and we're using it as a back reflector for thin films solar. So all the light that passes through the absorber material the first time then reflects back and gets a second chance to be absorbed.
So a double charge.
Essentially, yeah. So
okay.
So it just improves efficiency, and the way we're doing it versus the current state of the art is much cheaper. We're doing it in a solution and versus having to do this high vacuum method, and that's expensive and energy consuming. And
so can you use thin films then to power your research?
Really? Yeah.
Okay.
So the thin films, it's just material. So it's it can cover many different fields. So depending on the material, whether it's silicon, whether it's titanium dioxide, or many of the other materials,
mm-hmm.
You can do a lot of different things on it based on the material properties, whether it's a semiconductor or insulator or how it reflects the light, absorbs the light.
So what's the future? What's the future?
The future? The future is probably in all of the above. So for mm-hmm. the nanoparticles, start off with, you know, back reflector. So we want it to reflect light, scatter light. If we use silicon, we can deposit it using this kind of lower cost method.
Mm-hmm.
And then to maybe take a step back and explain how, like, the silicon in your cell phone works. So they deposit it from a gas, and then it condenses on their glass substrate, and then they use a laser and scroll it back and forth to kind of melt it to get the material properties they want.
Okay.
So
this is more creating the device and how it works?
Right, creating
not necessarily powering it.
Yeah.
All of the above. You're just going to keep going to all of the above, aren't you?
Well, if it's a solar cell, we can power it. If it's for the display, you know, it's consuming the power, but, you know, you're doing something useful with it. There's so many things, so it's very broad field.
Okay. And how did you personally choose this field of study?
It's interesting because you get to be both a scientist and an engineer.
Okay.
So each material has its own physical properties, optical properties. So you have to understand the physics. Once you start depositing them, then you have to start understanding the chemistry. Mm-hmm. But then you take it to the engineering side. Now you start applying it to useful things, to solar cells, to displays.
Mm-hmm.
You get to kind of do everything, and that's what I like about it. You get to be both scientist and engineer.
Okay. And now a businessman? Are you part of this startup company too?
I am. Okay. So yeah, that's fun too. I like being involved a little bit in everything.
Okay. And so when you finish your doctoral program, then what's next for you?
So we recently submitted we have a SBIR grant too, with the previous talkers have, just with our technology. So we're demonstrated kind of a proof of concept of our back reflector film, got promising results, better than the current state of the art. So we're working with a thin film silicon manufacturer out in Ohio, and so we got promising results. So we just submitted a phase two proposal, they call it, which is a 2-year award if we get it. And so that will keep me busy after graduation.
And this is patented? People can't steal your technology?
Yeah.
Protected?
Yeah, we have an initial patent on kind of the process. And then as we kind of finalize our design, you know, how, you know, this material does this and that, and then we'll surround it with some more patents. So that's part of our strategy.
Okay.
And then hopefully be able to sell it to solar cell manufacturers for this, and then, you know, whatever the future products.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Braden, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day and coming on the program today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.